Hello and welcome to a new episode of Healing from the Holy Land. Today we are going to be discussing the truth about thyroid issues. Thyroid issues are so rampant, and I want to talk a little bit about why and people's process as they go through trying to find balance for their thyroid. So the thyroid sits in the throat, and it's very connected with the energy of the thymus chakra. Now, the thymus chakra is our truth center, right? Chakras are energy centers within the body, and the thymus chakra, otherwise known as the upper heart chakra, is turquoise in color and reflects our truth. What does that mean? It means that we all have, and you've heard me say this before, I'm quite sure, that we all have our own inner guidance system. We all have our own personal GPS. God created us, each of us unique in our own way, with our own unique light to shine out onto this world. And He didn't just drop us here and say, find your way. Figure it out on your own. He didn't just give us a blueprint, which is a map of how we fulfill our purpose in this world. He also gave us an internal listening device. He gave us our own GPS that guides us. And it's not just, it's an internal guidance system. What does that mean? That means we don't necessarily so much see the map as much as we're given instructions on what to do in order to move forward in our map. So we can, right? We're going from destination A to destination Z, and along the way, and that's fulfilling our unique divine purpose. And along the way, we have many different stops in life, roads that we take that teach us various lessons about who we are and what we're here to do, and then fulfillment of that. And so we can listen to our internal guidance system, what I call intuition, what is known as intuition, and that's God whispering in your ear. That is divine intelligence telling you the absolute right thing for you to do. Now you can heed that voice. And some people say to me, but how do you know which voice it is? There are a lot of voices. Things will, you know, oh, you know, my body, if I eat intuitively, my body will tell me to eat cookies and ice cream all day. That's not your intuitive voice. Sometimes it can be your intuitive voice. Sometimes intuitively our bodies will say to us, let's have that ice cream right now. But the intuitive voice is the soft voice that is spoken quietly and firmly, because truth does not need to be shouted and it does not need to be repeated. It will be that quiet voice, that answer rising up inside of you when you ask yourself a question. It's not going to be a loud voice. It's not going to yell at you. It's not going to fight with you. It's just going to pop up. It's going to float up. This is your truth. And then you get to heed it or not. And the more you practice, the more you'll learn. You'll heed that voice one time and you'll be like, wow, that worked out really well for me, even though it seemed so antithetical at the time. Or I'm not going to listen to this voice. And then you'll watch as things kind of get flundered. You take a detour. So that's what happens. We don't follow our intuition, which will take us at the fastest, most direct, most efficient, most appropriate for us, most divine, designed for us, you know, path from A to B, let's say. So if we don't listen to our intuition, we'll just take a detour. We'll get to B unless we're extremely insistent, right? If we're really, really, really like completely insistent that we're not going there, then God will let us get lost for a while. Can be for a short while, could be for a long while. And if he really sees that we really want to stay on our path, he'll keep nudging us back in. And someone who's really determined to not be on their path will find themselves off their path, a bit lost, confused, wondering why things aren't working in their lives. But back to the point, the thymus, how does the thymus come in here? The thymus is the part within us that resonates a yes and a no. It's the part within us that filters the information that we have, whether it's a situation or a decision, and we'll say, what here is truth? So if it's a situation, we'll say, is this true for me? Someone's telling me they love me, but I don't feel that they love me. So what's the truth, right? Those are situations where we need to filter. Something is coming at me. It's saying it's one thing. It feels like another. Thymus says, ding, 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 what's going on? And resonates what the truth is. It can be a situation where a decision, let's say. And so there's a yes or a no. So what I tell people to do if they don't get a clear answer, or they get a clear answer but they try to ignore it because they really want something else, I'll say to them, okay, follow through each scenario. Say to yourself, okay, so now I'm going to choose X and that means I'm going here. And then say to yourself, okay, now I'm choosing Y and I'm going to go here. Your body will come up with resistance to one of the two answers. Wherever there's resistance, you know to go with the other one. You go with where there's flow. So that's the thymus. The thymus is that center that is constantly resonating our truth. And therefore, whatever situations we find ourselves in, we're able to understand whether or not this is something that's good for us. It resonates with our truth. Do we want to stay in this situation? Or this person, do they resonate for us? Or do we want to, like, do we feel, no, this doesn't resonate for us? And then leave that person or decide not to walk out of that situation or vice versa, to yes, stay in the situation because it resonates, etc. And the same thing with decisions. So it's constantly working. Now, what happens to cause thyroid imbalance? So let's look at the basics of truth. To have a strong truth that then resonates and helps you filter, okay, or understand what's truth, what's not truth, helps you recognize what aligns with your truth. You first need to know your truth. I'm going to say that again. In order for your thymus to work in a healthy manner, in the way that's most efficient and easiest for it, to be able to tell you what is your truth, what resonates with your truth, what decisions to make based on your truth, you first need to know your truth. What does that mean? It means a few things. First of all, you need to know who you are. You need to know who you are, meaning what are you living authentically? Do you know who you are? Are all your chakras open and clear? Are you connected with your divine purpose? Even if you feel like you don't know what it is, are you open to being led to it? Because again, we don't always need to see what the roadmap is telling us, or we don't always get to have that information of seeing that map clearly, but are you open to being led there? Are you open in your Earth Star Chakra to have your feet move you in that direction of where you're meant to be? You might know who you are, you might know what your talents are, but you might feel like you can't show that to the world. Are you free to express yourself? Are you free to live your life making decisions that resonate for you? Or do you find yourself molding yourself to the expectation of others? Do you find yourself relying on other people's beliefs or knowledge instead of going with your own. So these are all things that attribute to our authenticity. Now, the other thing that I see comes up for people is, okay, so you have to know who you are. Okay, that's number one. Know who you are. And that's part A. Part B of know who you are is, are you able to express who you are? Are you living your authenticity? Okay, the second thing is, are you sure who you are? What does that mean? Some people are living in two personalities. I've had a couple of people come to me with thyroid issues, and they call themselves by two names, right? Because their family called them one name and their friends call them another. Or they have their Hebrew name that they decided they want to be called by their Hebrew name, but they also still have people calling them by their English name, or they still sometimes call themselves by their English name. So now they've got two personalities. Are they X? When someone calls them, let's say it's Esther, if someone calls them Esther, then they feel one way. And if someone calls them Ilana, then they're going to feel that they're someone else. Who are they? It's very important to choose one identity, right? They're living in two different identities. I had another woman who, it was clear to me that her name was such and such, right? First name, last name. And then when she came to pay me, the payment came from a totally different name. And I was like, didn't know to connect it to her. And I asked her, was this your payment? She said, yeah. I was like, what's that name? Like, and she said, oh, well, that's the name that's on my accounts. That's a different name that I used to be known by. But that was still part of her. She still had that. She hadn't changed it. It was still part of her identity somewhere. So what's the thymus supposed to vibrate with? What's it supposed to be resonating with? Esther or Ilana? You know, the name that you go by now or the name that you went by that you still have as an identifier for you. So it's very important. These people weren't consciously aware that this was causing them issues. And even before I think I knew that they had thymus issues, I was like, listen, a thyroid issue, I think that it's really important for you to just choose one name. Just pick one identity and stay with it. And this is why. Your body needs to know what it's resonating with. Otherwise, the thyroid is just going to go haywire, like working overtime. Who am I? What am I resonating with? How am I supposed to know what decision is right for me now? Because for Esther, it would be one thing. For Ilana, it would be another. You understand? So it's, if you feel like you're carrying around two identities with someone else, I know, she goes by one name. However, there were two parts of her warring inside of her. There was the part of her that wanted to believe in one history, and a part of her that understood that there was a different history that had really happened. And she didn't want to be aware of it. So there was this part of her saying, this is your truth. And another part of her saying, I don't want this to be my truth, so I'm going to live as if it's not my truth. So there were two different identities trying to war for their space in her body, her higher consciousness and her survival reality. And what I mean by that survival reality, a higher consciousness, meaning this was the truth of what happened, and her survival reality was the part of her that blocked that out for decades so that she wouldn't understand that that's what happened. So because she wasn't ready to deal with it yet, right? If we hide something deep in our bodies, it comes up because of deep trauma that at the time we weren't able to process, and it'll come back up for dealing with when we're ready. And we don't always want to be ready. We don't always want to accept it. And that's what was going on for her for a certain time. And during that time, she saw a lot of thyroid imbalance. So these are the background tenets. When people understand their identity and stand in one identity and they are fully clear to express that identity in their full truth, their full authenticity. This is who I am. And they're in a place where they're able to say, those who love and accept me for who I am, stand with me and will be with me, and I'll meet up with them during my travels. And those who don't accept me and the expressions of myself and love me for that, I don't need them. A more, you know, it's like, take it or leave it. Take me or leave me. But don't get upset when someone decides to leave you. Because if they don't resonate with your truth, if they can't be around you when you're you, when you're honest with yourself and are being your best self, you don't want them around. There might be a part of you that wants to hold on to them because they're a security blanket for you, because they meant a lot to you, because they brought you so much X, Y, Z. But if in this moment, if who you are right now is someone they don't resonate with, and you have to change who you are and make decisions that don't resonate for you and express yourself in a guarded way so that they'll accept you, do you really want to be with them? Or are you ready to say, this is who I really am. I'm making decisions and expressing myself based on my beliefs and my truths. Take me or leave me. It's a much purer way of living. You get to not only be yourself and love yourself totally, unconditionally, and accept yourself completely, right? Because that's what you're saying. You're saying it's more important for me to love and accept myself as I am than it is for me to have someone else's love and acceptance for someone who I'm not. Do you rather walk around being loved for someone you're not? Or loving yourself for who you are? And once you love yourself for who you are and you're able to express your full truth, there are not going to be thyroid issues. There might be generational stuff, there might be, but it's not going to be your issues. And more than that, you'll be attracting and vibrating. People will feel your vibration and you'll bring people. People will, by law of attraction, will come into your life that vibrate at your level, that love you for your truth and for the ability to express your truth. Just to point out how true this is, look at the people who you love watching on Instagram or inspirational speakers or even singers, right? The ones who are, even comedians, the ones who are so authentic and they're so okay. And not just okay, but they love who they are and they're willing to speak their truth, even if their truth is not popular. Even if their truth might sound crazy to people, woo-woo, you know. They don't care because they're not looking to be accepted. They're not looking to run a popularity race. They're looking to speak their truth and express themselves. And they're so happy with their truth that they just put it out there. And it doesn't matter how people are going to respond. It's just for them to express themselves. There's a beauty that is so enticing, so attractive. So it pulls you in. It just makes you stop and say, wow. When someone speaks their truth, simply for the sake of speaking their truth. If someone speaks their truth to get a certain outcome, then there already seems to be like, okay, you know, they're trying to sell me something or that. But when someone speaks their truth and then says, this is my truth, feel free to take it or leave it. I respect my truth. I'd like you to respect my truth. This is what they're saying underneath that, right? And I, in kind, respect your truth. We don't need to agree with each other, but we can both be free to speak our truth because we are divine souls that are able to see the divinity in each person and respect that each person is able to live from their truth. Even if the person in front of you doesn't yet know what their truth is, in this moment, what their higher truth is, in this moment, this is their truth. You accept them for where they're at and the truth that they're at. That's healthy thymuses. That leads to so much love in this world, to so much acceptance and light. This is soul beauty being seen by another soul beauty, and our freedom to express that beauty of the soul. So I hope that this helps for people with thyroid issues to understand more about what's really going on. And on that note, I know that some people really work hard, whether it's through medications and finding just the right balance, which isn't really healing the issue. It's trying to force a balanced state medically, induce a balanced state medically. It's not really healing and bringing the thyroid into balance. Or whether it's through food, which can also be extremely intensive. So I invite people to go on a more intuitive healing journey and start thinking about this for yourself. Let this, maybe even listen to it again. Let it settle in, the messages here. And if you want to reach out for how an intuitive healing session can help guide you to your truth and your full authenticity, and therefore a bright and healthy thymus chakra and thyroid, and thymus chakra, then feel free to reach out to me at healingfromtheholyland@gmail.com or beitroga@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day.